Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Did you forget what day it is?
Of course not.
It's Thursday.
Come on, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Rutherford,
I'm ready already.
I am ready to be back on the air. I am bursting with all new provocative takes on things.
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, guys.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
No, not happening.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
Oh, yeah. It's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. If you're keeping track, show number 1834. As we look forward to, and not to get ahead of ourselves, but boy, I'm trying to figure out by the math. When show 2000?
Yeah, I know.
When we're going to be doing that?
It's going to be, yeah, like 66 more shows.
Well, of course, but...
that's when we're doing
okay,
that.
Smartass. Well, that's going to be a big one, though.
Yeah, it is.
All right, 607.
We might have to get t-shirts for that
one. We might.
I mean, that's three. Anyhow, yeah. We can't afford them for everybody.
No, not everybody. You're going to have to buy your own.
Yes.
Carla, it's Thursday morning.
I know it is, Mike. We are next in line. We are next in line. And you know what? We'll tell you a little later on what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
Huge. Well, you haven't leaked it out, did you?
Yeah, what's that? Oh,
Facebook
please.
Live?
Yes. You know me. I'm a girl.
Clearly.
That's why there are no serial killers who are women. We can't keep our mouths shut.
That we know
we
of.
We cannot do it. Yes.
That we know
oh, no,
of.
You know, because we can't. It's like, okay. Guess what I did?
They're either
guess
really what? Good at it or there aren't
yeah.
any.
Yeah. No, I can't tell you. I can't. No, but guess. Guess what if you guess, I'll tell you what I did.
Okay.
But how many? No, higher. No, lower than that. Lower than that.
Way
I'm not
higher.
Tell you, but you guess.
Da-da-da-da.
I shouldn't say one thing. Da-da-da-da. Yes, exactly. You guys can keep your mouths shut, but
right.
We can't. That's why there are no,
well.
You know, good female serial killers. Mm-hmm. Even Lizzie Borden. I mean, come on, woman. Jeez. You know, she
took
just
to the
went,
whack.
Yeah, just went at it. And she was pretty proud of it.
She was.
So, you know, we have big mouths.
Saw
we,
the movie.
We do. Yes, that's right.
Plenty of sunshine today, but except... Yes.
Oh, my God.
Expect some high clouds. Otherwise, it's going to be a nice couple of days heading into the weekend. Highs today and tomorrow in the low 70s. About 42 outside right now. Get ready for it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
A story I mentioned yesterday, and I'm going to update you by saying props to eBay.
All right. More on that and some other stories. Entertainment news after Poison. Every rose has its thorn.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, everyone. I know there were female serial killers, but far fewer.
Everybody, people are
well,
just blowing up the text
one.
Line.
It's, like, it's the same one. I get it.
Didn't Charlize Theron play a serial killer, female serial
what was
killer?
The movie that she was in. Was she a serial killer, though?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
I can't remember the movie.
Killing men everywhere.
I didn't know. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Not as
yeah,
popular as Sharon
was,
Stone.
No, uh-uh. No. Hmm. No, because that, yeah.
Okay.
It, no, that, and she wasn't pretty in it either.
No.
When she was
a lot of people didn't even recognize
movie?
Her.
Yeah. And then, she and Naomi Watts and Halle Berry. That was like the year or two that they all played really ugly people and ugly looking people.
Right.
And everybody said, oh, my God, isn't that amazing?
It's They're
like,
so
well,
real.
I can do it every day.
Monster.
Yeah, monster.
That's it. That's
yes.
the one.
Yeah. But yeah, exact. Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I mentioned it earlier. Props to eBay. They are pulling items from the Kobe Bryant Memorial because of their policy of preventing sellers from profiting off of human tragedy or suffering. Yes, good. You shouldn't be getting $3,000 for a t-shirt and dried rose, you stupid buffoons. I'm so glad. Oprah played the game. Oprah and Gail played the game of Never Have I Ever. And we learned that she and Gail both had a one-night stand right around the same year in the early 80s. I'm not saying, you know, what you think I'm saying, but I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, they did high-five each other after. but Oprah said she has never sexted. She's never been to a strip club, never pole danced, and she's never gone skinny dipping. And she has, like, you know, 14 pools. Gail has been skinny dipping.
How have you not gone skinny dipping?
Some people, I don't think they even think about that.
Really?
But if you have an opportunity, do it, because it feels so good.
Ah,
yeah, it really does.
It's the best.
I know. It really is, especially if you have your own pool.
Yeah.
I mean, Oprah, you got a fortress. It's not like somebody's going to see something.
You can order people not to look at you.
Yes, exactly. You've got that bubble around Oprah land.
Yeah,
so
the Oprah
why
bubble.
Not? Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's too
Prince
bad.
Harry. So he wants to now just be known as Harry in an interview. Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi talked about this, and I'll let him tell you.
So how do I was thinking about how I address him now.
I don't know.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
John Bon Jovi. I love it.
Always on. He's always
smart.
On.
Yeah,
he used to
no
come
kidding.
And he stopped doing stop touring.
I know. Quit moving into my lane. I'm not trying to do concerts. And that Bachelor for Seniors is in the works. It's happening. So I want to watch that.
So there will be
no sex, I'm sure. They'll just like rub each other's bunions. But aside from that, because when can you say bunion? So that is actually around the corner. And possibly this year, early into next year, we'll be seeing that. Hey, listen, don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center, March 21st.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3.
Boy, it never ceases to amaze me. Now, Carla found, she tracked down this article where there's a list of heavy metal bands.
I mean, these are metal. Heavy metal.
Yeah.
This happens to be a list of bands with just some of the dumbest names. They're popular metal bands, but they have some of the dumbest names. And the article was just that. Maybe they're so popular because of their names. But a lot of these metal bands have stupid names anyhow.
For example?
Mike, we have... Well, we have music as much as we can play from Couch Slut.
Oh. All right, hold on for a second.
You give got me some Couch Slut?
Here's a sample of Couch Slut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're eating oatmeal right now. Right on.
And the good thing is we don't even have to worry about editing because you don't know what they're saying.
No, you don't at all. No, uh-uh.
Okay,
no.
Got another one.
I love kittens.
Yes, exactly. This is the Tony Danza tap dance extravaganza.
Well, they sound nice.
They do.
All right, let's
hear
some of their stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, turn it off.
All right, sorry.
That's the song, Who's the Boss?
Good Lord.
I think you might like Destiny Potato. And as you can probably tell from this song is actually called Love Song.
All right. Can I just ask you, who would go see these bands?
Morty and Ronnie and Shayla.
I would go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know if I would enjoy it, but
right.
I'd go.
Now, because I'm a big fan of, like, Rage Against the Machine, A White Zombie, Rob Zombie, Prodigy, bands like that. Those are a little, and they're metal bands, but they're not quite like, they call this, like, death metal.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I like metal. I like rock.
You would go see somebody like that.
Yeah,
well, and stay for the whole thing.
I'll be honest. If I saw a poster with these bands' names on it, I'd go.
Yeah.
I'd pay $20 to go see them because of the name.
What do you think? I think they sound awesome.
This is Couch Slut.
Do you want a drink? No, I'll go.
Don't hang on though, because Destiny Potato is coming up, and they'll take it down. They do ballads, man.
Can I ask for parents listening this morning?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, when you trip into your kid's bedroom,
right?
Do you hear stuff like this?
Mm-hmm.
And what are they listening to?
Right. But I mean, that's the thing where I guess I'm probably. Just bring on any music.
Are like that.
Yeah, just because I used to hate because I didn't have those parents who were like, what the hell are you?
Right,
I can't understand a word.
Yeah.
So when I had friends, though, who did, and it was like, you can't listen to the Rolling Stones? Why?
All right, 702-739-9636. Mom and Dad, if you're listening this morning, have you ever gone into your kid's room and they're rocking like this.
Yeah, and is there a band when you were younger that was this band that your parents said, you can't listen to them?
Yeah, turn it down.
Yes.
Turn it. What?
I can't hear you, Mom and Dad. I don't want to.
I'm doing my homework. 702-739-9636. Text or call. What is it that your kids are listening to or that you listen to that your mom and dad told you to turn it down? Talking about those bands that either your kids are listening to now that you go in and you have to say turn it down.
Right.
Or what are you listening to?
Yes, right.
And then on the flip side, what was it you were listening to that your parents said the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. One of our listeners said when I was young and heard Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, I thought my mom was going to just lose it. I was listening to it in my room. She was all quiet for a bit. And then she said, please, why are you listening to this kind of music? It's terrible. Now Nirvana is nothing.
Right.
Another one. This is pretty funny. Sean said, my dad, we were talking about this off the air, who was a big Doors and Hendrix fan.
Right.
Was all bugged when I was listening in my room to Korn and Disturbed. No fair, old man. Yeah.
See, you had asked me off the air.
Right.
What was it? And, and my dad, like yours, a musician, so he didn't mind music.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to the Beatles.
Right.
Temptations.
Yeah. Okay.
Association. Do you ever check out Casey Kasem on Sunday morning?
Oh, yeah.
American Top 40 from the 70s?
Right.
That's all that I was listening to.
Sure.
None of it.
But at that time, I mean, that Sean who said that, like the Doors and Hendrix
maybe
even
Zeppelin.
Yes. Zeppelin, that type of stuff. I'm sure those were a parent's nightmare.
Right.
You know, and even back, who did we mention? Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Yeah.
Oh, things like that. Mm-hmm. Those must have been your worst nightmare.
It's Prince.
We're called the Bloody Noses.
Yeah. That's what it
is. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the God's opening for us, they're called the Booger Snots. You can put that on the marquee if that's all right.
And see, I have friends that like this music and they'll go see it.
Right.
And I'll say, I don't know, they went to go see Mother's Garbage or something like that.
Yeah.
And they laugh at me and they go, really, that's the... I said, those are the names of the bands.
Yes.
And they're good.
And that's the thing we were saying, and there are a lot of good ones. We were saying, I don't think a lot of these bands... Well, they may work, but you don't know that they do. Because you can't put their names on the marquee.
And they don't go on until 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Oh, jeez. Oh,
all right.
Man.
Grab your share of the wham. 100 bucks in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. A little walking around money for you.
Yes.
Got details on that here in a couple of minutes. Otherwise, sunshine today. Maybe some high clouds. Otherwise, it's going to be nice heading into the weekend. Today and tomorrow in the low 70s, 42 now. Let's do it. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I do have information in this for you on the coronavirus. CDC says, do prepare yourselves for a coronavirus outbreak. Now, again, masks don't really help, but they're saying... Do those old standbys. They're very important. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough, people. I urge you, cover your mouth when you cough. And they say just in general, try to take care of yourself. Get your sleep. Get your rest. Things like that. But very important, do not cough without covering your mouth. This is interesting. When people started hearing about coronavirus, we all joked about it, you know, with Corona. Beer. Well, guess what? It's their sales have gone down a lot.
I can imagine.
Yeah. People are less likely to buy Corona now than any time in the last few years. So that's kind of sad. That's really kind of sad.
It is, because it has nothing to do with the other.
I know. Gosh. And we mentioned Lent, Mike. That began yesterday. Now, the Pope has asked people, and we mentioned this, he has asked people to give up internet trolling, Morty, for Lent.
Morty?
He said, we live in an atmosphere polluted by too much verbal violence, too many offensive and harmful words, which are amplified by the internet. He said, so don't insult each other, you know, as if you're saying good day. That's what we've taken it to, and that's a good point.
Can I be honest? That's why I've taken time off.
Yeah.
From Facebook, I got tired.
Yeah.
I mean, it just got so bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it's true.
That I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm just posting nudes now everywhere. I just put nudes up now. Nobody bothers me now, that's for sure.
Why would they?
That's trolling.
So, yes, Marty, I know. But I can't do that. Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't like that one, Judgy McJudgerson? Well, how about this one, then? Check this one out. It is Thursday. A few things you should know.
Billy Joel, who basically at Madison Square Garden said, you know what, if you're going to rob my house, go ahead, do it. I'm ready for you this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because last time he was on stage, somebody had broken into his home and just ripped it apart.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. A lot of celebrities, you know, you always know when they're working, when they're not home.
Gotta have security.
So, yeah, you do, Billy.
7:25, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Yesterday, Carla and I were doing another segment and another series of MNC mailbag videos. One of the questions we got was, what, according to us, is the all-time condiment?
Yeah.
And I, of course, condiment. Said there's nothing. I don't have a favorite condiment.
Well,
because
you said cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, which isn't really a condiment. I think that's more of a topping. You know?
Okay.
But I don't know where they, begin and end.
When does one,
I mean, does a condiment have to be liquid? I don't know. You know, of some sort? I don't know.
Ketchup, mustard, relish. What else is
a
condiment?
I just consider condiment anything that they'll leave on the table for you to use.
Okay.
Whenever you want. But
so, well, okay.
Is pickles a condiment?
Now this is a whole different subject. Yeah, I don't know.
At 7-Eleven it is.
Well, yes, it is. See, so I guess that's our question then, is just that. So, I don't know. Is a pickle a condiment? Tomato? I don't know. See, or are those toppings?
See, I don't like any of it. I just like my hamburgers with cheese on it, my hot dogs
plain.
But
see, I don't want cheese on my hamburger, so,
No.
Maybe once in a great while, but no.
What else do you put on a hamburger?
I put tomato and some lettuce and all that. I don't need the added cheese on there.
So it's a hamburger.
If it's a good burger. That's what I mean, though. Is it a,
it's a hamburger with toppings.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Instead of a condiment, or condiments.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the ketchup and the mustard are on the side as a condiment to add to your toppings.
No? Well, now you're throwing me out. Now I got to do math. Okay. So is syrup a condiment?
Yes.
Then, because it's just left on the table?
Yes.
And sugar?
Yes.
And
pepper, salt.
Anybody else want to join in this conversation?
Those are spices.
702-739-9636. You know what, Carla? We might have to go back and redo that video.
We might have to. I know. Well, you don't get rid of that one.
702-739-9636. You're right. Condiments, toppings.
Toppings, yeah.
And what was the third one?
Well, spices.
Spices.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Huh.
It's all confusing.
Yay!
Welcome back. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, as we normally do, it turns to food. I don't know how this happens all the time, but as we were doing some MNC mailbag videos yesterday, answering emails that you can catch on our Facebook page or even our website at 96.3KKLZ.com, we were talking about the difference between condiments and toppings.
Yes.
And then off the air, you just mentioned, as we were talking with Morty, wasabi. What do you consider wasabi, guacamole, even avocado?
Right.
Now, are those toppings or are those condiments?
Yeah. This is interesting. Somebody sent me a whole, nice definition. Hold on here, though, Lori. Relish versus pickles. Hashtag mind blown.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Lori, stop it. Now, here's the whole thing. Like, what qualifies as a condiment? Camille sent in. A word that describes a sauce or seasoning added to food after it's been prepared. Common condiments. Salt, pepper, butter, ketchup, vinegar, dried herbs. Now things that are not condiments. Things like pickles, onions, cheese.
Oh.
Generally not condiments, even though they could be thought of as such. They're generally called toppings.
Well, that's why I wanted to know when you mentioned wasabi, guacamole, avocado.
See,
By that definition, they're not condiments. They're toppings.
They're a spice. They're a spice, though. And those seem to fall in the condiment area.
Although Morty said, you said aside.
I saw, yeah.
Oh, well, guacamole.
Guacamole.
You said
avocado?
Side.
Yeah, well, avocado's a topping, but then if you're going to mix a bunch of stuff,
you're
going to
mash it up.
It's a topping.
All right.
Or a side.
Hold on. Chrissy, what about you?
I think it's like an accessory. You can have it on your food, but you don't really need it.
Oh.
It's there if you want it.
It's like a belt or a brooch. So
yeah, or like a ring or an extra pair of earrings or something like that. It's an accessory. You can have it.
So you have condiments, you have toppings, you have, what was the other one?
Spices.
Spices, and now you have accessories.
Right.
I call them, accessories.
Okay.
So food, accessories for your food.
Where can I accessorize my hamburger?
See,
I get it.
Because then there's like, there's your fancy jewelry, your good jewelry, and then there's your costume jewelry. So is ketchup like your costume?
Depending on the brand of the ketchup.
Or mustard, for
that matter.
Well, Dijon would be the fancy.
And Grey Poupon.
Right.
Yes, and then yellow mustard would be your costume jewelry, I guess.
Carla, Carl Zimmerman is on the phone this morning. Carl, straighten us out.
I'm going to go with Morty here. Like mustard, ketchups, relish, and that stuff is condiments. And then the toppings like lettuce, tomato, pickles, that's more of a topping.
Okay.
Right. Okay, see, I think I might have to agree with you there, Carl. I think you guys got it down.
See, again, the voice of reason.
I know.
I go to Sunrise Hospital, and they have the, like, what they have is the condiments. They have, like, big jars along the side, so you collect your mustard, ketchup.
They got, like, condiment bars at a lot of places, too, where you can load up on things.
Sunrise Hospital, of course, has a great cafeteria.
Yeah, you darn right.
All right. Carl, have a great day, buddy.
Okay, have a good day.
And by the way, go Knights, go.
Yeah.
Did that help at all?
Yeah, well, it did help, yeah. But then somebody else wrote in, Tim said, well, thanks to Capriotti's, everything's a condiment now. So, yeah.
You know what? Right? You might have a point. Wrapping up the topic this morning, condiment, toppings.
I'm so confused
and accessories.
Now. I'm so flippin' confused on some of these
things.
See,
that's why I'm, Carla, that's why I'm glad I don't use any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess not. I guess it's just what you like.
Thank you.
Everybody's sending me all these different definitions that they're pulling up from different things. There are sauces now. It's like, well, oh, here we go. A liquid cream or semi-solid food. That would be a sauce. Unless you're putting it on a salad, then it's a dressing. It's everything changes depending on what you're using it on. Now, Chino said you guys basically are all wrong. A condiment is anything that comes in a small package that never opens correctly. So, there you go. That's your definition.
That's his own definition.
Condiment. I think he's right, actually. Yeah. I think he's right.
Have you ever tried to open those packets?
Yes, I have. Yeah, and I'm not, like I say, I'm not a big ketchup person, but
so is
mustard.
A milk carton a condiment? Because no one can ever open
that
properly.
Yes, well, that's very true. That is very true. Yes.
All right, don't be a smarty.
No, you're right, though. You're absolutely right. Always the end that says open here.
Yeah.
The end that says open here never works. The other one works.
Right.
Fine. But then I feel dirty. I feel dirty if I don't open the right end.
And then if you're that person, the next person that uses the carton.
Who opened this on the wrong side? I'm sorry. I feel dirty. I'm sorry.
All right. Grab your share.
I'm just a couch slut now.
Don't make me play it. I'll play it. Hey, listen, your first chance to score some Wham! Put $100 in your pocket, walking around money, and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Your first chance to win coming up after Gloria Gaynor. I will survive. A couple of minutes ago.
Catch up.
It's been a while.
Or Munster. A mustard.
Or ketchup. The word is Spencer.
Yes.
Text the word Spencer to 59457. Spencer. S-P-E-N-C-E-R 59457. Or enter it through the website 963kklz.com. Grab your share of some Wham! Walking around money. $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Plenty of sunshine, but expect some high clouds. Otherwise, shouldn't be. You know what? It shouldn't be too bad.
No.
Not out there now.
Beautiful.
Highs today and tomorrow in the low 70s. It's already only about 50 outside. Let's get caught up on some entertainment news. Carla's take.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, like you and a million other people aren't the only ones from Shark Tank. Barbara Corcoran, the one with the short blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
She said she lost almost $400,000 after her financial team responded to an email that turned out to be a phishing scam.
What?
Yes, it was a company, supposedly a company she worked with and had investments in.
Oh.
They needed money transferred and this and that. Mm. How about that? It was $388,000.
Well, now I don't feel bad that I almost got scammed out of $400.
Yeah, exactly. Holy moly.
Okay.
Macaulay Culkin will star in the upcoming season of American Horror Story. No word on what the season will be about, but I'm sure that will be pretty good. They always bring somebody into that show. Stevie Nicks did it.
Yeah.
Courtney Love did it. It's pretty cool.
I think he will be good in this.
Yeah, I think he will be, too. He'll be really good
in this. And I think people will tune in to see him do it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Morty's all excited about it.
I'm
He's all excited. Knives Out and Star Wars The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson says that Apple won't allow villains to use iPhones in movies. They'll let you use the iPhone,
okay,
but the bad guys can't use it. Only good guys can use iPhones.
Oh.
So, you know, and Apple can make that call, I suppose. So I'm sure it might spoil some, you know, some things down the road for people,
yeah,
but oh well. And Ozzy Osbourne fans,
why don't they give the bad guys just flip phones?
Yes, they should, where they have to go A, B, C. Ah, crap. Yeah. One, two. God,
or a, hold on. What was it, a berry?
I am running. Jeez, blackberries.
Yeah, blackberries.
Blackberries, there you go. And Ozzy Osbourne says, if you don't believe in aliens, you're the crazy one. He says, you're mad. There's got to be life out there on other planets. Why should we be the only one with life? And that actually makes sense. I always figured if we went to another planet, we'd be like, who built all this stuff?
Right.
When did this happen? Jeez. It was Marnell Correo. They did all of it when we weren't looking. All of it. Hey, don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center, March 21st.
Carla, your friend Chrissy is on the phone, and of course, you know what she's going to want to talk about. What's going on, Chrissy?
Carla, I told you she was going to be
I
the donor.
I can't even believe Gabby's going to get off with almost trying to murder someone.
Yesterday?
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that Stefano's going to kill Chad.
Who? Yeah, I know. Who is not?
What kind of parent does that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what.
I cannot believe it.
And then we found out Maggie was indeed driving the car, of course. She spit it out. She blacked out, Mike. She blacked out.
Are you serious?
She was driving drunk.
Yeah.
She killed Adrian. Didn't know it for a year.
Killed the baby.
For a year?
Yeah. Grandchild.
Yeah. Oh, and killed her own grandchild as well. But Will's been sitting in jail because of
it.
Yeah, I know. Well, they switched the baby, so that's why nobody knows.
I don't know who to listen to here.
I know. I know. Chrissy, I'm telling you.
You know what?
It's all going to hit the fan.
Yep. And I think that Gabby's just going to go down. She's going down.
I hope so. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to take her down. Nobody's been able to take her down thus far.
Well, why is she the one that everybody has to take down, and why can't anybody do it?
Well,
because she's a...
She always has, there's always something that she's holding against someone. Blackmailing them, Mike.
Okay.
Always blackmailing them.
You got to catch up on this stuff, Mike.
Clearly.
Yeah, you guys need to start binge watching because we're in season 55.
You know what? After hockey season.
There, then you'll start
we'll
up.
We'll have something to watch.
No, because then there'll be football season and there'll be basketball season.
Oh, jeez. All right,
Chrissy. We got to get going.
Thanks, my dear.
Okay, baby.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
And if you have no idea what they're talking about, Days of Our Lives.
Yes, Days of Our Lives. Hello.
Between that and...
Oh, if you're behind, I hope we didn't spoil anything. Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's hard to spoil soap operas. It really is.
All right, we're going to fill another chair for your girls' night out. Billy Idol over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. And being Thursday, of course, it's going to be another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes from now.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week long, we're filling chairs. We're filling chairs for Carla's Girls Night Out with Billy Idol over at the Pearl Inside the Palms.
Yep.
This is going to be such a cool night.
Going gotta be fun.
You have to be
fun. You have to be fun.
For women only and their BFFs.
Yes, exactly.
You start off the night over at Maybell's.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, over at the Pearl with food and beverage. And then we've hooked you up from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet VIP tickets to see Billy Idol. You'll have your own private box, lounge, bar, and everything else right there at your beck and call.
It's going to be a blast.
And it's all hosted by our very own Carla Ray.
Yep.
And being Thursday, here you go. It's another segment of
Thespian Opera, Theater.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
If I didn't, darling, you see, I'm so sorry.
Didn't I reach out and hold you in those loving arms?
Well, if I didn't, oh, baby, well, I'm so sorry.
All right, that is a Billy Idol song, if you can identify from those lyrics. The title of that Billy Idol song, phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather. 702-739-9636, our number. Here it is one more time. Have I told you lately that I love you?
If I didn't, darling, you see, I'm so sorry.
Didn't I reach out and hold you in those loving arms?
Well, if I didn't, oh, baby, well, I'm so sorry.
All you have to do, starting with caller number 9, the correct answer, what is the name of that song? Good luck. Giving you a chance to fill a chair for Girls Night Out with Carla Ray and Billy Idol over at the Pearl with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
If I didn't, darling, you see, I'm so sorry.
Didn't I reach out and hold you in those loving arms?
Well, if I didn't, oh, baby, well, I'm so sorry.
All right, all you have to do is identify the song by title from those lyrics. Carla, we have Jenny on the phone. Jenny, can you do it?
Called To Be a Lover.
That's it. You got it. Good job.
My mom's in the back.
Right on. Is it the two of you that will be going?
Yeah.
You are going to join Carla Ray at the Pearl in the Palms. That, of course, in March, March 13th.
Correct.
We're going to start you off at Maybell's with food and beverage. And then Billy Idol in the Pearl. You have VIP tickets. And we're putting you in a VIP box.
Yep. Yeah.
Where you'll have your own bar, your own lounge, your own service.
Where this people will point at us and say, who are those people?
My mom is like over here so happy right now.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is so weird, Carla. A woman in Miami showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound. Doctors thought the bullet only grazed her, so they put a Band-Aid on it.
Okay.
But then they went to another hospital where they did an x-ray and realized she had a bullet in her head.
Okay. Ow.
In her head.
Okay.
Now, the woman's wife, here she is talking about it, and she is not happy.
They did an x-ray at Baptist Hospital where we at now, and they had found the bullet. So they had to do emergency surgery on her.
So, wow. But everybody's going to be okay.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Settle down.
Okay, then.
Guy in Clearwater, Florida, recently took his 2003 Jeep Liberty into a shop for repairs. They didn't get it back to him for 3 weeks.
All right.
Well, he finally got it back, found out they had driven it like over 1,000 miles. He found a pair of women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, huh.
And somebody racked up a bunch of parking tickets.
Okay.
Now, the owner says he didn't do it, and it could have been a former employee, but he can't say anything because why? He's facing murder charges.
Huh. Well, you're lucky you just stole your Jeep then, I guess.
And maybe you're lucky you just found underwear in the back seat.
Oh, my gosh.
And not
gosh.
Anything else in the trunk.
Why do I think those are going to be a part of that murder trial?
Yeah.
That's terrible. On the lighter side, a woman's pet poodle snatched up by a hawk in Pennsylvania. This was just last week.
What?
And she was very distraught. Yeah, swooped down, picked up her pet poodle. Boom, poodle gone. No! No! Next day, found the poodle alive 4 blocks away. Poodle's okay. Was with someone else, picked up the poodle. Wow.
Maybe
wow.
Just got too heavy.
Maybe so. I can't keep carrying
that. That's a common thing, isn't it? It's a pretty common thing, right?
You know, back in the day, we had some neighbors that had a magpie. It was the most, annoying thing. Mm-hmm. And I had an aunt, and she was talking, you know, Italian, the hands up, had her keys. This thing swooped down, took her keys.
Seriously?
We never found her keys either. Yes.
Did you look 4 blocks
no
down,
joke,
maybe?
No joke, we and... did. My dad went running, too. It's like, Dad, you're not going to keep up with the magpie.
I just think of meet the fuckers.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And out of Rossville, Illinois, a man jumped into the Iroquois River in an attempt to escape from police. Now, Jeremiah stole a car before cops started chasing him. 39 years old, he eventually stopped, mm-hmm. saw the river, which was freezing. Part of it was frozen over. Jumped in, attempted to swim away, but all of his extremities were frozen and he couldn't move.
You're going to put that charge on me on top of everything?
Move!
Freeze!
So cold. I am!
Yes, really, exactly.
Get me out of here. Arrest me, please. Oh, my God. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to get your day started. Well, this is out of Lakeland, Florida. Good news out of Florida. It's simple. A server received a $1,000 tip on a $16 bill. Kathy Mayfield, she works at the Egg Station restaurant. She served an egg sandwich, a couple of coffees, soda to a couple. They gave her a $1,000 tip and wrote big fat tip on their receipt. She, in turn, gave each of her coworkers $50. Now, she says that this couple, she found out that they have an organization that they work for, and they go out every once in a while and just leave a big tip for servers randomly just to show their appreciation because they feel like they work really hard and they don't get the appreciation that they deserve. So she has a few coworkers. They all got $50 out of it as well. You
I
know?
Love that story.
Yeah, so do I.
That's why we say if you have a feel-good story, you can submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com, or we want to hear your version of a local superhero that maybe you know about. Just give us a call anytime. We're on the air from 6 to 10 Monday through Friday, 702-739-9636. All right, get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Quick recap of the show. I still have a headache from the 6 a.m. hour talking about heavy metal bands. The names, the music, and the fact that people actually go see these bands like Morty.
I know.
We'll stay through the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. But listen, Destiny Potato, they have some more like ballads.
Oh.
If you want to give them a shot.
Good to know.
Yes.
Got an update on Days.
Yes,
from
we
Chrissy.
Did. Oh, man, I might have to miss it tomorrow.
And of course, we always, I don't know how it is, we always squeeze in a topic or about food.
Yes.
So tomorrow morning, live from Disneyland.
Yes.
The happiest place on earth. And we have our big announcement about how you can win. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will keep you company throughout the workday. And, of course, have your next chance to score some wham, walking around money. 10 o'clock, a new code word for you. So make sure to have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.